TV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Avec vous, un premier rapide tour de l'actualité en langue anglaise. Kelly Eben, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. The bell continues to ring against the use of fake certificates to secure jobs and other opportunities across the country following the launch of an ongoing nationwide campaign by the National Anti-Corruption Commission in institutions of higher learning. Out of Cameroon, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has issued a warning to Israel over Gaza humanitarian aid. These were the headlines, and now the news in full. The population of the center region are mobilized for the projection of the film Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny. The screening will take place this Wednesday at the Yaoundé City Hall, with meetings held already for a hitch-free event. Charles Ebune reports.
The projection of the 1 hour 30 minutes documentary starred Paul Biya, a great statesman with an extraordinary destiny in Yaoundé, will be the 8th regional tour of the work of art done by Kati Meba and Solange Edimu. Their work, which chronicles the life and achievements of the Biya years, is supervised by the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, coordinated by the Ministry of Arts and Culture in its Regalian mission. About 18,000 people are expected to gather at the Yaoundé City Hall this Wednesday to watch the film, whose last caravan was in Goundary in the Adamawa region last week. The people of the Central Region, and Yaoundé in particular, the seat of the country's institution, will reiterate their commitment to the New Deal, which has greatly done extraordinary things in all the 10 divisions of the Central Region. The local organizing committee, led by Central Regional President Gilbert Chimi Evuna, has been on the field to evaluate all is well for the show.
The event comes on the week of President Paul Biya's return to the country this Monday. In the meantime, journalists in Cameroon and abroad have been outspoken in criticizing the appeals who spread unverified rumors recently about the health of President Paul Biya. With the president now safely back in the country, the press is being urged to uphold the highest standards of accuracy, especially when reporting matters of such significance. Senior reporter Rita Yusumbom spoke to national and international journalists and compiled this report.
During President Paul Biya's absence, unverified rumors about the president's health spread rapidly, revealing just how quickly false information can gain traction when facts are not properly confirmed.
Cham Victor, publisher of Municipal Update Daily Newspaper in Yaoundé.
What becomes of media houses who have reported that he had died? Now, it puts the credibility on the line.
These baseless stories not only stirred public anxiety, but also undermined trust in the media.
Francis Lucon, a journalist and a fact-checker, publishing inaccurate information about the health of a president is something that can cause public mistrust, panic. It can even lead to political instability. So it's a topic that we should always tread with care.
On the international front, journalists are also urging their colleagues to ensure that every piece of information they publish is thoroughly verified.
Kizito Kujo, journalist with the Business and Financial Times newspaper in Ghana. There have been many instances where presidents in Africa have been pronounced dead by some international media agencies. So it is important that we condemn some of these things.
Media professionals agree that rebuilding trust will require a commitment to rigorous fact-checking and upholding high ethical standards.
Senior reporter Rita Yusumbom. Pharmaceutical distribution experts have begun discussing possible measures to foster the availability and access to quality medicines in Africa. This is at the 3rd General Assembly of the African Pharmaceutical Association to run for 3 days that was opened by the Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manauda Malashi. Roslyn Fosa reports.
From pharmaceutical factories to the last actor in the distribution chain, notably patients, experts say a lot of things happen during this process. While the medicine can get tampered with during distribution, pharmaceutical experts also point out availability and access to quality drugs as one of the main challenges. Dr. Festus Okajike is an expert and participant.
Whoever is responsible in distributing pharmaceutical products must be qualified, must have the means to ensure that the quality of these products remain intact, right from the manufacturer to the end user.
The Minister of Public Health, Dr. Manau Damalashi, while opening the third General Assembly of the African Pharmaceutical Association, lauded the zeal to boost universal health coverage, but also promised government support in eliminating ill practices in the sector.
We are very committed and we are going to pursue our work in this sector. And I just want to tell these guys who is selling this fake drug, we are going to fight and we are going to win this fight.
The come together in Douala is taking place in the presence of the association's president, Lance Sensen Hadi, Yolan Mavunjomo, sub-regional vice president in Central Africa, and other members of the board of directors. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. On to one of our headlines. Students of the University of Yaoundé 1 have been enjoined to say no to fake certificates, uphold integrity so as to guarantee a brighter future. The call was made by the chairperson of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massingams, while launching an ongoing nationwide campaign to that effect. It was in the presence of the rector of the University of Yaoundé 1, Professor Malgua Itua, as Gu Henry tells us.
The nationwide campaign to sensitize young people on the harmful effects of using fake certificates has as theme, "Fake certificates are a disgrace. Genuine documents uplift, choose the path of hard work and integrity," designed to ensure a corruption-free 2024-2025 academic year. It will run from the 22nd of October to the 3rd of November 2024. During the campaign, awareness-raising boards will be installed in 86 universities across the country. The rector of the University of Yaoundé 1, Professor Dieudonné Magloire Etoua, expressed gratitude for the choice of his institution to host the official launching and stated that measures have been put in place to fight all acts of corruption in the institution, including the issuance of authentic certificates. The chairperson of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, CONAC, Reverend Dr. Dieudonné Massingams, urged university authorities to collaborate with the CONAC teams in the field to ensure the success of the exercise. The ceremony was marked by the presentation and installation of the awareness raising board.
Go Henry. The third phase of a campaign to prevent violence and hate speech in schools enters the second lap of the regional launching exercise today in Betwa East Region. It shall be launched at the Lycée Bileng GBHS Betwa as from midday by East Governor Gregoire Vongo under the theme "Intensify the Fight Against Violence and Promote the Practice of Good Behavior as a Guarantee of Academic Success." The General Manager of the National Civic Service Agency for Participation in Development, Mr. Tausi, will be part of the ceremony. Under the distinguished patronage of His Excellency, or the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Chief Dr. Joseph John Guti, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Chancellor of Academic Orders, Professor Jacques Famundungo, will preside over the opening and closing ceremonies of the Academic and Career Counseling Forum as from 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. respectively at the Multipurpose Hall of the Bafoussam City Council. In foreign news, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has told Israeli leaders that much needs to be done to get humanitarian aid to civilians in northern Gaza, while raising possible consequences in U.S. law if action is not taken. The U.S. Secretary of State met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, Strategic Affairs Minister Don Ron Dimmer, and senior military officials in a series of meetings in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. And that was the 6:30 a.m. news. My name is Kelly Eben. Thanking you for listening. I will be back at 8:30 a.m. for the bilingual news summary with Fatimi Bintou Akum. Stay with us.